For the last 2 weeks, we looked at who is the Holy Spirit. But I want to just come and this morning submit 10 things to you. And one of those things is that He convicts us of sin. That is the work of the Holy Spirit, that He would come and He would convict each one of us of sin, righteousness and judgment, the Bible says. So this morning, in the light of this, I would want you to hear, literally hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you this morning. The Bible says that the days are just becoming more evil. People will continue sinning. Exactly what Andrew said, the fact that people will be like in the days of Noah. They will say, let's eat, let's drink and be merry, and for tomorrow we die. The problem is that you, as a child of God, there's something that God is expecting of you. It's called holiness. And I've said this numerous times. That word in the original Greek means otherness. You look different. You talk different. You walk different. You are different. That's what holiness is. To be set apart for the Lord. Problem is we're supposed to be temples of the Holy Spirit. But the things of this world wants to draw us in and cause us to sin. And even at the end of this, that the Lord will be working in your heart. The Holy Spirit, the one that convicts us of sin, will work in your heart. That you'll be able to come before Him and repent and say, I have sinned, Lord. Because the sin is not outside of my body. This is to my own body that I've sinned. So this morning, let's look at a number of things that should be part of your life. If the Holy Spirit is in your life, and I've just put that little slide up on, and it's funny that I chose this one with the fire. It says Holy Spirit there. You can't see it. You can see the fire. But let the Holy Spirit's fire burn this morning amongst us. This machine is a little bit different than my computer. So let's explore some of these things. And I want to say, maybe if on the outset of this, Mark chapter 13:11, if we can look at that quickly. Whenever you are arrested and brought to trial, do not worry beforehand about what to say. Just say whatever is given you at the time. For it is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit speaks and helps us to speak when we are in difficult situations. The Holy Spirit is the one that helps us when we need to bear witness, when we need to be witnesses for Jesus. Who's had a situation? You had to speak to somebody. And you struggled so much to go to that person and speak to them. Who's had situations like that before? Okay, now, who went? Okay. But you went with trembling, most probably, hey? Your stem is a bit gebewe, ne? And it comes out weird, and afterwards you walk away and you kind of go, what did I just say? I don't even know what I just said. You know what? The Holy Spirit is the one that's going to help you. I've had opportunities to speak to people. I've had opportunities to pray for people. And in 28 years, I'm always scared. I'm always trembling. I'm always dependent on the Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, on this subject. For the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what you should say. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. So one of the signs, one of the marks that you know that the Holy Spirit is in your life is when you don't know what to say, the Holy Spirit will help you to speak. The next thing is, he is called the Counselor. Okay. And the Counselor teaches and reminds us what we need to know and remember. Now, I think for all of you writing exams, that is the best news that you can have. Okay. Because he'll remind you of what you need to remember. Okay. But we doff, aren't we? We forget. And sometimes we need the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, to teach us and help us and lead us to remember things. Just remember a name. Just remember a person's face and like, hey, how are you doing? Your name is, and by the way, we just want to welcome Chris and his wife, Sarah Lewis from, I wanted to say Isle of Man. I don't know. Is that prophetic? No. From Sunningdale. From the Isle of Man. No, not from the Isle of Man. From Table View. Welcome. They're joining us this morning. They're deacons in the life of the church. See, I didn't forget your name. But I forgot where you live. It's not that. Okay. He reminds us. This is what the Holy Spirit will do in your life. He will comfort you. He will advise you. He will encourage you. Okay. He will be your encourager. He will be your strength. You've got to remember that you might feel like I'm the only one standing. I'm the only one that's here amongst the crowd. Imagine what Jesus felt like. The Holy Spirit was the one in the middle of everything. When the accusers came and they said, so you say that you're the king or you're the truth or what is the truth, you know? And Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit all the time. We kind of think that Jesus didn't need, listen, Jesus needed the Holy Spirit. The Bible says the Holy Spirit is the one that led him into the desert to be tempted of the devil. Oh, wow. When was the last time that the Holy Spirit led you into a temptation, into something like that? Wow, that's hectic. You see, God doesn't tempt you. The Bible's very clear. God doesn't tempt. You are led astray by your own selfish desires when you give in to that thing. But sometimes God allows these things in our lives because it builds character. How will the fruit of the Spirit shine if we don't get into some of these situations? Patience. How's patience tested? That car cutting you off, that taxi in front of you, that whatever, that bank line, and you get to the front of the line and the lady says, sorry, closed, it's lunchtime now. You're standing in line for your renewal of your license. God help all the people that work in that department. See, the thing is, God, there's sometimes that testing of your faith. Sometimes that testing of your character in that situation. That's the moment when the fruit of the Spirit must shine. Where you show love and kindness and showing all these things. See, the Holy Spirit guides us in the way we should go. Psalm 143 verse 10. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good Spirit lead me on level ground. Holy Spirit. Well, that's Old Testament. Yes, he's there. He's not a New Testament God. He's the beginning. He was there in the beginning. He was there all through. Today, yesterday, and forever, he's the same. Same God. Acts chapter 9:31 says this. Then the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace. Man, that is wonderful news for these guys. It was strengthened and encouraged by the Holy Spirit. It grew in numbers, living in the fear of the Lord. That's what the Holy Spirit is doing. He's encouraging. He is strengthening. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9 to 10. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Comforter, the Counselor. From the Holy Spirit, we receive power to be God's witnesses. We know that in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8. He says, wait so that you receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses. It's difficult to witness without the power of the Holy Spirit. I remember the moment that I got saved, literally. I got saved on a Saturday after, or was Saturday night. I had an experience of God in my room. The very next day, I had to go back to my army camp in Simonstown. Very next day, I mean, I'm talking 24 hours later, less than 24 hours later. I'm walking into this room of three guys that I stayed with. This was my drinking buddies. This was everything. And I walk in and I start ministering the love of Jesus to them. That wasn't me. That wasn't me. That wasn't me saying those things. That was the Holy Spirit enabling me to be a witness. I couldn't do that stuff. As julle my geken het op skool, ek het nie mondeling gepraat nie. Kan julle hoor ek brei? Okay. So apparently in Afrikaans is dit spesiaal, die triller R. So daar Afrikaans my taal, daar lekker groot boek, daar sal vir spesiale mense soos ek. Die triller R. Okay. Just because I say my R in the back of my throat and you all say it on the front of your tongue, it doesn't matter. Problem is, I thought I was weird. I couldn't speak in front of people. I couldn't. I would hide away because I didn't want to speak in front of people. And then the Lord found it good in His infinite wisdom to say, Stefan, you're going to teach and preach in front of people. I couldn't do that. It's the Holy Spirit that's doing that. People have asked me, do you fear people when you stand? Do you, what do you see? You know, and when you're taught in Bible school to stand, you just gotta like look at the back there and there's plenty of things that the people say you need to do. Imagine everybody naked, that kind of stuff. That's like all the ways that they teach you, you know, when you look at people and then you get that odd smile on your face. That far off look, like to the people in the back that you're speaking to. I couldn't do those things. It's all the Holy Spirit. It's not me. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 to 19 says this. I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power. That's that same word, dunamis. Through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power. There's that word again. Together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. Basically saying, and to know His love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be full to the measure of all the fullness of God. He says that this will just overflow. It will overflow. It's pressed down, shaken together, overflowing. The love of Jesus that you will show it to a dying world. Be witnesses. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we put to death the misdeeds of the flesh, of the body. The Spirit sets us free from the sins we cannot get rid of on our own. If you are caught in pornography and all of that stuff and you're stuck in that, it's the Holy Spirit that's going to help you. He's the one that's going to convict you, but He's also the one. And that is also my one of the next points that I have. But He's going to help you to get rid of that. You can't do it on your own. This is a lifelong process we enter into a partnership with the Spirit since we first believe. Romans chapter 8 verse 2 says this, because through Jesus Christ, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. It's a lifelong thing, allowing the Holy Spirit to set you free. The next thing is that through the Spirit, we received a spirit of adoption as children. The most beautiful thing when we adopted our two little babies is this, is when you receive those papers from the government, and it says on those piece of paper, now these children are yours as if they were born of you. Those are the words they use. They are my children through and through. People have asked me, can the government take them back? No, they're mine. I'm not going to take your children that's born of you. Unless you can't look after them. But the thing is, they're mine. They have the Fonseil surname. We could pick names for them. They talk about you being paper pregnant for 9 months. It took 9 months. Beautiful thing is that we are adopted. My friends, each one of you as a child of God, you didn't come in because you did anything amazing or because of all the stuff that, no! You come in because He adopts you into His family. And I can just imagine in heaven, there's this piece of paper that says, this child is mine as if he's born of me. You are born again. Nicodemus says, what must I do? He says, you need to be born from above. He says, what does it mean? Must I go back into my mother's womb? He says, no, not at all. You need to be born from above. Born of the Spirit. Adoption. See, this adoption leads me into intimacy with the Father. Instead of a relationship based on fear and slavery. A spirit bears witness to us that we are His children. Romans chapter 8, 15 to 16 says this. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear. But you have received the Spirit of sonship. And by Him we cry, Father, Father, or Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself, there, this is the job of the Spirit, testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Maybe you sitting here, you're wondering, am I a child of God? Am I a child of God? The Holy Spirit is the one that's going to testify that you are His child. He's the one that will tell you. The next thing is, and this hooks on with the previous one of, we put to death the misdeeds of the flesh. The Holy Spirit convicts people of sin. See, this is the initial moment when you got saved, when you entered into a relationship. Immediately I realized when I spoke to those guys, I mean, the first question they asked me is, are you going to stop drinking? So I said to him, guys, I actually don't know much. I literally got saved like 24 hours ago. I don't know much. But I know that I want to please God. I have this overwhelming sense I just want to please God. So a lying tongue stopped in my life. Swearing and all these things. Sleeping with my girlfriends. All these things started, you know, God started putting His finger on that sin. And that's the Holy Spirit doing that. That's the effect of the Holy Spirit in your life. You see, and He wants to journey with you through all of this stuff. You don't have to do this on your own. Let's quickly read 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 5. 1 Thessalonians 1 5. Because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power. You see that word power, the Holy Spirit's power. With the Holy Spirit and with deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You know. See, the Holy Spirit brings the conviction. He is the one that brings the power to live free. What does the Holy Spirit do? He brings life. Holy Spirit brings freedom. The Bible says where there is the Spirit of God, there is freedom. There is no slavery. In our world that is plagued with death, and even this week we heard about people that have died. This is a profound truth. And it actually points to hope. And hope is a confident expectation for better things to come. The Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. See, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Unquestionably free. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we are abounding in hope. You see, it points to hope, but we can continue in hope. The Bible talks about hope as an anchor for our souls. So when it's rough in your life, you drop anchor. When it's rough in your marriage, you drop anchor. You say, Lord, I have hope in you. And the Holy Spirit is the one that we abound with hope, because our God is the God of hope, who fills his children with all joy and peace. Romans 15 verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Just look at that verse again. Just look at that verse. That just brings hope within your life immediately. The Holy Spirit wants you to overflow with hope in times when it's tough. This world is hopeless. People are hopeless. They've lost hope. They've put hope in man-made things. They've put hope in governments. They've put hope in leaders. They've put hope and they've lost it. They've lost the hope in the leaders of the West and all around. They've lost hope. But there's one that is sure. We will overflow with hope in the Holy Spirit. You see, as a member of God's kingdom community, each of us is given a manifestation of the Spirit in our lives for the purpose of the common good, the Bible says. We all have something to offer because of what the Spirit gives us. 1 Corinthians 12:7. I've read this before. I'm going to read it again. Now to each one, say, I am one of those each one. Go. You've not been excluded. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. So God has placed something of the Holy Spirit, a gift upon you of the Holy Spirit for us. Maybe it's a song. Maybe it's administration. Maybe it's a gift of tongues and interpretation of tongues. Maybe it's prophecy. Who knows what it is? And as a child of God, you need to ask him, Holy Spirit, reveal to me, what is that that you've placed upon my life? Sometimes it's great to ask those that know you well. Just ask them, what do you think is on my life? Mercy helps. Hospitality. Some people just, that is it, you know. It's you ask, they're just there. They're there to help. Hospitality is just that gift that oozes out of them. That's the person in your community to ask to bake cakes. That's the person that you put that gift into action. And they thrive in that. Somebody might have the ministry, or not ministry, the gift of teaching. Allow them to operate, but for the common good. And then lastly, the fruit of being led by the Spirit of God includes, this is the fruit. This is what it looks like to be led by the Holy Spirit. There will be love. There will be joy. There will be peace. There will be patience. There will be kindness. There will be goodness. It will be faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That is the fruit. It's not different fruits. It's one fruit. They literally all link together. And these attitudes and actions will characterize our lives as we allow ourselves to be grown and molded by the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit is the sanctifier, is the one that sets us apart. The Holy Spirit is that. 2 Corinthians, I'm going to end with these two scriptures. 2 Corinthians 3:18. And we, with unveiled faces, all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. The Holy Spirit, leave that verse up there. The Holy Spirit is the one that's busy transforming you right now. Even as I speak, the Holy Spirit is working in your life and transforming you. You can fall over in the frontier 10 times and get up and not be transformed. I can tell you that right now. It doesn't matter how high you jump, it's how straight you walk when you come down. That's a very important thing you need to remember. And you need the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. We need Him. If the Holy Spirit is not active in your life and you're not allowing Him to transform you and change you, that word transform is the word metamorphoa. It's the same word that we get with metamorphosis. The transformation that happens from a caterpillar to a moth or a butterfly, a butterfly. That one. I don't know why they call him a butterfly. Ever increasing glory. He talks about line upon line, precept upon precept. God changes you little by little by His Holy Spirit every single day as you open your life to Him. It's through the Word, it's through people, it's through the church, it's your circumstances. God is changing you. Ever increasing glory. That's how God is changing us. Through His Holy Spirit. Galatians 5. You all know this. I'm just going to read it to you out of the Word. But the fruit of the Spirit. And before that is, this is the bad fruit. This is the good fruit. Okay, so this is the good fruit of the Spirit. Is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. There's no measure. There's no, you're too kind. You're too self-controlled. I don't think anybody has ever heard those words. Deborah Ann, you're too self-controlled, you know. I'm picking on my wife, okay. Because she is not too self-controlled. That's me being prophetic, okay. There's no, you can love too much or you have too much joy or too much peace or too much patience or too much kindness or too much goodness. It's never said of anybody, there's too much faithfulness in full. Ever increasing degrees of glory, growing, fruit that is growing. Right now, things are blooming in our garden. There's nothing as beautiful as watching a flower open. You see that little bud, and then all of a sudden, 2 days later, it's just this beautiful flower. God wants to grow in your life. He is the sanctifier. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. And I hope, even as you heard some of these things, that it will lead you into a deeper relationship, greater reverence before the Holy Spirit, allowing the Holy Spirit. I mean, these 10 things is what the Holy Spirit wants to come and do in your life. Next week, I will look at these four areas of power, the power to become, the power to be, and then the power to overcome and the power to share. We will look at that. We will look at power because it's part of our life. Holy Spirit. So this morning, on the back of what we heard from Andrew, apostolic leader in our church, and a warning maybe. This morning, that we can get good theology of who the Holy Spirit is and what He wants to do in your life. That He would lead you into right action. He, the Holy Spirit, will lead you into genuine love and true worship of Him. So on the back of what Andrew has preached this morning, shared with us, maybe consider yourself. Consider how each one of these things that I mentioned, how they are manifested in your life. And if one of them, they're not there, you need to spend time asking God for specific things maybe this morning. Maybe you need to say, Lord, I don't know what to say in situations. Lord, I am not trusting You, that You're the advisor and the comforter and the counselor, the one who encourages and strengthens. Lord, I don't trust in the power of the Holy Spirit to be a witness to the ends of the earth. Maybe this morning you're struggling with sin, and maybe He needs to come and convict you of that sin, but also to put to death the misdeeds of the flesh. Maybe you just don't feel like a child of God, and that the Holy Spirit needs to remind you that you've been adopted. Maybe you feel you can't trust, and you feel like you're in bondage. You feel like you're in slavery, but the Holy Spirit says, I bring life and I bring freedom. Maybe you're asking about your gift this morning. How can I be effective in the body of Christ? Just any of these things, if they resonate in your heart this morning, and maybe just close your eyes as we pray into these things this morning.